Today is the 26th of March, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you're joining us for the very first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget there is a Walking the Way prayer book and today's script, which you can download. And if you'd like to support Walking the Way, or you simply want more information about the podcast, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can follow the links in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts, let's come before God, let's pray. Loving God, you surround the whole world with your merciful love. You don't want any of us to perish. So today I would call down your blessing on all who are striving towards making the world a better place. So loving God, I pray especially for those who stand up for truth, for those who are working for a purer and juster society, for those who are working for peace between the nations, those who are engaged in healing disease, those who work towards the relief of poverty, those who serve in the rescue of the fallen, those who are working towards the restoration of the broken unity of your holy church, for all who preach the gospel, for all who bear witness to Christ in foreign lands, for all who suffer for the sake of righteousness. We lift them all up to you today, Lord. Amen. 2 Samuel 16 verse 12. Perhaps the Lord will notice my misery and give me some blessings to take the place of his curse. Today's thought is really quite self-indulgent, and I apologize for that, but I feel I need to say this because I know I'm not the only one that's dealing with stuff at the moment. So in our chapter today, David is being chased by a man called Shimei, who is a relative of Saul. And he's throwing dirt and he's throwing stones at him and he curses him. And David doesn't do anything about him. Why? Because David feels that Shimei has every right to do what he's doing because God has cursed him. And in speaking to Abishai, one of his military leaders, David says the words in our verse today. He says, "Perhaps the Lord will notice my misery and give me some blessings to take the place of my curse." Now, I've had to stop reading a book recently. It's a really good book, but I've had to stop reading it. It's called God on Mute by a gentleman called Pete Gregg. And I've stopped reading it because, in reality, it was too painful to read. Because, as R.E.M. sings, everybody hurts sometimes, and it was one of those books that seemed to touch deep down inside me, touch the hurt, and it brought up a lot. And it was just too much to deal with at the moment. Because to be honest, I'm not in a happy place at the moment. And so the book and David's verse really touched me. David's verse in particular resonated with me today. Now, unlike David, I don't believe that God has cursed me. I'm the situation I'm in. But I am hoping and praying that during this, let's call it a time of trial, shall we, that this time will pass. And God will bless me again. This may seem churlish. This may seem really selfish considering all the blessings I already have. But in the darkness of life, it's actually really easy to lose sight of all that God has given us. And God knows and God understands. And while we may not feel it, God is good. And through all that I'm going through at the moment, that's what I'm holding on to. That God is good. And my encouragement for you today, if you are in those dark places, hold on to the fact that it may not seem like it, but God is good. We're going to have our first piece of music, just to give us some time to center ourselves on God, and then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today, we read 2 Samuel chapter 16. Thank you. Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the Good News Translation, and today I'm reading 2 Samuel chapter 16. When David had gone a little beyond the top of the hill, he was suddenly met by Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, who had with him a couple of donkeys loaded with 200 loaves of bread, 100 bunches of raisins, 100 bunches of fresh fruit, and a leather bag full of wine. King David asked him, "What are you going to do with all that?" Ziba answered, "The donkeys are for your majesty's family to ride. The bread and the fruit are for the men to eat, and the wine is for them to drink when they get tired in the wilderness. Where is Mephibosheth, the grandson of your master Saul?" the king asked him. "He is staying in Jerusalem," Ziba answered, "because he is convinced that the Israelites will now restore to him the kingdom of his grandfather Saul." The king said to Ziba, "Everything that belonged to Mephibosheth is yours." "I am your servant," Ziba replied. "May I always please your majesty." When David arrived at Bahurim, one of Saul's relatives, Shimei, son of Gera, came out to meet him, cursing him as he came. Shimei started throwing stones at David and his officials, even though David was surrounded by his men and his bodyguards. Shimei cursed him and said, get out, murderer, criminal. You took Saul's kingdom and now the Lord is punishing you for murdering so many of Saul's family. The Lord has given the kingdom to your son Absalom and you are ruined, you murderer. Abishai, whose mother was Zariah, said to the king, "Your majesty, why do you let this dog curse you? Let me go over there and cut off his head." "This is none of your business," the king said to Abishai and his brother Joab. "If he curses me because the Lord told him to, who has the right to ask why he does it?" And David said to Abishai and to all his officials, "My own son is trying to kill me. So why should you be surprised at this Benjaminite? The Lord told him to curse, so leave him alone and let him do it. Perhaps the Lord will notice my misery and give me some blessings to take the place of his curse." So David and his men continued along the hill. Shimei kept up with them, walking along the hillside. He was cursing and throwing stones and dirt at them as he went. The king and all his men were worn out when they reached the Jordan, and there they rested. Absalom and all the Israelites with him entered Jerusalem, and Ahithophel was with them. When Hushai, David's trusted friend, met Absalom, he shouted, "Long live the king! Long live the king!" "What has happened to your loyalty to your friend David?" Absalom asked him. "Why didn't you go with him?" Hushai answered, "How could I? I am for the one chosen by the Lord, by these people and by all the Israelites. I will stay with you. After all, whom should I serve if not my master's son? As I served your father, so now I will serve you." Then Absalom turned to Ahithophel and said, "Now that we are here, what do you advise me to do?" Ahithophel answered, "Go and have intercourse with your father's concubines, whom he left behind to take care of the palace. Then everyone in Israel know that your father regards you as his enemy, and your followers will be greatly encouraged." So they set up a tent for Absalom on the palace roof, and in the sight of everyone, Absalom went in and had intercourse with his father's concubines. Any advice that Ahithophel gave in those days was accepted, as though it were the word of God. Both David and Absalom followed it. We're going to have our second piece of music, just to give us some time to think about some of those bits of scripture that have caught our attention. And after music, we're going to pray. Thank you. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for the various community projects that we have in our towns and our villages, wherever we are. Let's pray, shall we? Lord, we thank you for saving faith and your promise of eternal life. Make us ever grateful for these blessings and increase our willingness to serve you and our communities as an expression of our witness to your gracious love to all. We pray, Lord, that you'd support us with your power as we serve and witness to others. Too often we have missed opportunities to speak for you and be your hands and feet. So, Father, forgive us when we failed. Help us to see those opportunities for service and give us the courage to speak up. Increase our concern for the lost and our desire to be servants and witnesses. Strengthen us according to our great need. Lord, so often we don't know what to say or do, but you know. We're weak and afraid, but you are strong. Make your love our love, your words our words, and your strength our strength. Help us to serve and speak the right words at the right time. Do the right thing at the right time, and with your children on earth, help us to go out in service to you. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. And we say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.